And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
Okay, we're talking to Luke Smith from Envision Financial. G'day, Luke.
How are you, mate? All right?
I'm good, good. Looking forward to the weekend. I guess you are too.
Mate, couldn't come soon enough.
Absolutely.
Nor could 30 June.
30 June, end of the financial year.
Can't wait for that to be over, I tell you.
I'll bet, I'll bet. Okay, we're talking about strategies that women can consider when building and protecting their assets. Now, have you seen the attitude of women change over the times when it comes to investments and protection?
Yeah, how does that work? I think it's been very, very positive. I think women have got a very empowered movement, you know, with a lot of momentum at the moment. I think they're leveraging off each other and they're really trying to take an interest in, I guess what I see when I come into the office is independence and control, you know, and knowing that they're taking a vested interest in their financial position, and also then how they can proactively make the most of returning to the workforce, being a contractor, having a change in remuneration, and strategies that they can use both now and over time to try and make the most of their current situation, be it a full-time professional, be it full-time professional with kids or any variation of that. Everybody's situation is obviously a little bit different, but it's definitely something that is really, really positive and really empowering, because for me, there's nothing more rewarding than working with somebody that's engaged. And in the past, without making a generalisation, there have been times where you may have a couple or you have one part of a couple that take a bit more interest over the other. So to have women coming in now and saying that they want A and they want B and tell me about C and I've read up on D, to be able to just try and sort of fuel that fire that they have within themselves to take control of their situation, I reckon it's awesome. You know, we deal with a lot of it's funny. I was writing this week's material and thinking about what we would talk about and sort of reflected on the comments and the strategies that we talk about regularly in meetings. And I sort of looked at my client base and went, I look after a lot of professional women, which is, you know, it's a great thing because everybody has different needs and everybody has a different view on priorities. So it's really quite unique to try and tailor something that is specific for somebody that is engaged in what's happening, which is really, really good. So, you know, all power to them. As the father of two girls, it wouldn't be uncommon for my three-year-old to say to me in the mornings, Daddy, I'm powerful, I'm strong. So,
Daddy, you know, what are you doing here?
Yeah, and why are you going to work, Daddy? So, yeah, no, look, I'm pro information I'm pro knowledge.
I must admit, I think that, you know, the bygone days are exactly what they are, bygone days.
Yes. Where
it was the expectation that the male would take the control of the finances and all this sort of thing.
Look,
I'm going back a little way, but
yeah,
I mean, I must admit in my very happily married life that I leant on my wife so much to do all that stuff because she just knew it better than I did.
Yeah, I look in my family and I look at my mother and father and my mum's all over what's happening. If I was to go and ask my dad where something was, he'd just turn to my mum and go, hey, where's that? You know, so that's the really nice thing about seeing the shift and the engagement and the independence. That's the thing that sort of resonates with me is a lot of women now want their independence and they want to be able to control their own destiny. And if we can give them some tools and help them and point them in the right direction, then, you know, I'm all for that. I think it's fantastic.
So, okay, that gets us onto the interest and the independence, and it's all good. Income growth and what to do with it?
Yeah, look, they're definitely the big ticket items. As more and more women climb up the ladder in the workforce, as they say, or return to work maybe as part of a caring role with children, it's very important that they know what to do and where to put things.
Okay.
So we're having a lot of discussions about what to do and how to do it. And, you know, in a moment we're going to touch on some of those key strategies and how they can make the most of it.
Okay, well, what are some of the pieces of legislation and or strategy that women can take advantage of when they're building their asset base?
Yeah, look, I think some of the key things that people need to think about are obviously where the money goes. So understanding the structures that are available to you. Now, depending on how people are employed, this goes for men and women, it could be on an employee basis, it could be on a contract basis. So understanding potential income splitting opportunities, Week before last, we talked about the carry forward concessional legislation. That is a fantastic piece of legislation. And to be honest, if they wanted some more engagement there, they should actually change it from concessional catch-up legislation to the mum coming back to workforce legislation. Because okay. It is awesome for that, for mums that have been at home and have had a period of time out of the workforce looking after young children to come back now as an employee or a contractor. That is a wonderful piece of legislation that allows you to, from 30 June this year, make additional contributions in future years for the next 5 years. So, for example, you've got a $25,000 limit on what can go into super. Mm-hmm. And let's say, for example, you didn't use that $25,000 limit this year and you go back to work in a new job on the 1st of July. That would mean that in the next financial year, you could potentially put $50,000 into super. So it's a great way to try and catch up and build superannuation for mums returning to the workforce or rejoining the workforce after a training exercise, some study or whatever's taken them away from full-time employment. Or even if they've just gone from an employee to a contracting arrangement and their salary or remuneration has increased. Mm. That carry forward piece of legislation is fantastic because it will let them build their superannuation, but also then maximise their deductions. So that's one way of looking at how to use super. We also find regular savings plans. So I find women are very good at controlling behaviour. Whilst there is that
control freaks,
that old adage of I want to spend it on shoes and handbags,
yeah.
And I'm all for shoes and handbags. All right, don't wear them or carry them, but I'm all for the spending concept.
Only on special occasions.
That's it. I'll just clarify that one now. But savings plans and using a separate account, so they go hand in hand. So start something and be consistent. And I've always said that behaviour and consistent behaviour will trump short-term opportunity 9 times out of 10.
Right.
And what I mean by that is set a little savings plan up and be consistent. Now, if you're going to set it up in an account that is not linked to your everyday account, because there we want to try and control or remove temptation. Because if we can remove temptation, we can then maintain consistency. And a little bit now, rolled forward with some compounding interest, can be a significant number in the future to either pay off debt, to pay for school fees, to pay down a mortgage, to fund lifestyle, to make super contributions. So if we continue that stacking strategy that we talk about, if we've got a good budget and we've got a savings plan and we've got it in a separate account, and then we get to a point where we can pay off part of a home loan or an investment property or make a deductible contribution to super, they're great ways to be able to make sure that we're doing the most we can. And then that leads me to the last one of consider personal deductible contributions. And obviously with 30 June just around the corner, that's quite topical. We've spoken about it in other shows. So if we stack a savings plan and a separate account and good regular behaviour together, that can mean that if you do return to the workforce or you have had a pay rise, maybe you do want to take advantage of that $50,000 threshold next year where you didn't use it this year. Right. So it's really important, again, to be consistent, to have a plan, to have a goal, and also to be rewarded along the way. And I've said in many budgeting shows that we've done in the past, if you set yourself a number, set yourself a short-term number, 3 months, 6 months, set yourself a long-term number. And if you do hit that three-month number, go out and buy yourself some shoes. Go and buy yourself a handbag. Go out and spend a weekend at the spa. Do whatever you like doing. Go and buy a race car. I don't care what it is, but reward yourself for the good behaviour that you've illustrated over that period of time to make the most of your opportunities.
Good message. How can women actually protect themselves, and what are some of the keys that they should be considering?
Yeah, look, I think, again, it comes back to the feedback that we're getting in meetings when we ask, you know, I always tie things back to what's your why? And a lot of the whys I get from a lot of women that we work with are, make sure that I can manage my debt, make sure my income continues. And obviously there's that, you know, how do I deal with the potential claim of that big C for cancer? So when we try and break those sorts of things down, if you are returning to the workforce or you are in the workforce and, you know, maintaining cash flow and lifestyle and paying school fees and all the other things that we incur as parents and as professionals, income protection is obviously the first cab off the rank, because that will allow you to secure up to 75% of your pre-disability income. And the best thing is you get a tax deduction for that. So not only do you protect yourself and keep your income going if you can't work, but then you can also benefit from a tax deduction, because the premium that you pay is generally tax deductible, so it reduces your taxable income at the end of the financial year. So again, leading into 30 June, very, very beneficial, but also from a peace of mind perspective. And to tie back into that comment I made about independence, you know, they yes. want it. A lot of professional women want to know that, okay, I can stand on my own two feet. I am part of a couple. We do things as a team and we have obligations that you're responsible for. So I find that that one at the moment is very topical. Life and TPD cover, so life and total permanent disablement. We're going to talk in a touch about incorporating that through superannuation. But again, where we have mortgages, debts, liabilities, investment properties, if you were in a position where you're unable to return to the workforce, having a capacity to pay off liabilities then ensures that you do have reoccurring income coming in. You can pass assets from an estate planning perspective, and you can control what is going to happen if something happens that removes your ability to control things. And I think the last thing that a lot of women are really coming around to, because we see it more and more in society, is obviously trauma cover. Now, trauma cover for me is probably one of the best forms of insurance available because of the specific nature of the way the cover is paid. Okay, so trauma insurance allows you to receive a tax-free lump sum payment that you decide how much you want to maintain that is not tied to your occupation. Okay, so it doesn't matter whether you're a female fighter pilot or a bricklayer. The premium is based on age and the sum insured, not what you do as a job, very different to income protection, because income protection cover is tied to your occupation and the hours that you spend doing what you do. So some forms of cover for two women of the same age could be very different depending on their chosen occupation, whereas trauma cover is just based on the sum insured, your age and your general health, which is really, really good. Now, when we talk trauma insurance, we're obviously then talking about protecting against the big ticket items. So heart, stroke and primarily cancer. And to give people an idea of how prevalent that has become, in relation to trauma claims, 30% of all trauma claims are cancer-related, okay? And of that 31%, 28% of that is for breast cancer.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is. It's phenomenal.
I suppose it is incredible, but it isn't in one respect because it's such a prevalent condition to get.
It's always something that we speak about with people to say, well, is it in the family? And generally speaking, everybody out there knows that we've had an encounter with it, or we've been touched by it, or we've been exposed to a loved one or someone that we know that has had to go through it. So for me, trauma insurance is one of the greatest policies out there that, look, at the end of the day, nobody likes paying for this stuff, okay? But I've also never had anybody tell me they don't want the money or need the money when I pay to them. Yeah. So, from an independence, from a peace of mind perspective and from an income perspective, It's really, really important. 21% of claims for women are mental health related.
Yeah, I saw that in the little notes there. That's the one I was waiting for you to get to, because that is an important one.
It is, and look, this is a big distinction here. So now we're talking about total permanent disablement, or TPD. Okay, so that is, mental health is covered under a TPD contract or an income protection contract. It is not a trauma definition. Okay, so really important here. Okay,
that's
so
a bit of juxtaposition in there, isn't it?
Well, it's about understanding what cover you need and how to structure it, and knowing what you're covered for. The other thing that I'm finding as well, when you talk to the claims area of different insurance companies, is the instances of MS, and MS for people under the age of 40 has been on the rise. When they look at the claim statistics from two or three different insurance companies, that one that jumped off the table in relation to the prevalence of the instances that we're seeing, and that could be through improvements in medical testing, identifying symptoms sooner, and a range of different medical reasons that's coming to light. But again, that's a trauma event.
Yeah.
So I guess I'll sort of stress in here, understand what your why is and then structure your insurance to your why, because not all contracts cover everything. Because if they did, it wouldn't be called life, TPD and trauma. It'd just be called a lump sum insurance. So we need to be specific. And here, this is one of the few things in life where the devil is in the detail. It really is. Because a contract inside or outside of super can be very different, and we're going to touch on using super in a sec. But for me, if you have paid employment and you need your income to fund life, things that you're doing, mortgages, kids' school fees, childcare, whatever it may be, income protection for me is a lay down is there. Mm. Because if you don't have it, you're going to pay tax and lose that money anyway. So you might as well get something for it. And then obviously the second cab off the rank for me is trauma. Mm. And I've only got to look at my own family history. You know, we don't have the greatest hearts in my family. So, you know, I have trauma up to the eyeballs because of my family history. And sure. A lot of women are the same, where mum or grandma or a sister have had breast cancer. They're acutely aware of the impact of, you know, not being able to work.
Okay, before the clock beats us, and you touched on it before, how can women maximise superannuation or use it to hold and maximise their risk protection?
Yeah, look, I think super is a great vehicle for certain types of cover. In a show a couple of weeks back, we talked about the super linking strategy, where you hold part of your cover in super and part outside, and that's obviously to maintain, again, the best possible total permanent disablement definition. Because again, the devil's in the detail there. You want the own occupation definition, not the any occupation. If you're not sure what that is, give us a call, we can talk you through it. Hold your life cover through superannuation where possible, because it'll make the premium tax deductible. And the other reason I say use that as a vehicle is it can limit the impact on your personal cash flow. Because if you've got a choice to spend $2,000 a year of after-tax money from your wages, or money out of superannuation that could be contributed to by your employer, using that to then pay down mortgages, pay school fees, childcare, or, you know, the household living costs, it's a better way to spend your money. In relation to super, obviously, check your fees and charges. You know, get on the front foot here. I had an instance where we were working with an up-and-coming property mogul in Victoria, and she sent me six or seven different super funds, and when I pointed out some of the fees and charges she was incurring, she was actually mortified, but then said, it's actually my fault because I've been meaning to get around to look at this. And we're talking, you know, just under 2% getting charged on cash from a certain provider, which will remain nameless. So check your fees and charges, and then obviously look to try and maximise spouse contributions through super to get money up in your spouse's name so that you can try and accumulate money in a tax-efficient environment, and obviously tie that in with that catch-up legislation that we spoke about so that you can build your retirement assets, limit the income tax that you pay, and obviously manage your overall income tax position each year.
Okay, just to finish up with then, people want to know more, how do they go?
Yeah, look, again, jump on the website, www.envisionfinancial.com.au. They can go to the resource tab there and join the Knowledge Centre, where there's a huge library of information, and there's some videos on some of the things we've talked about today in relation to trauma and TPD. So if you want to get a bit of information there, that's great. Obviously, there's Envision Financial Canberra on YouTube. You can search that, or obviously Luke Talks Money on iTunes, the strategy stacker.
Fantastic. So, good on you, Luke. Look forward to seeing you next Friday afternoon.
See you next week.